Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishak Dar's weekend visit to Kabul marked a major breakthrough on bilateral trade and other political issues. However, Afghan sources said on Sunday that matters related to security still require a long-term commitment to navigate this bumpy road. The sources told the Express Tribune that Dar's trip to Afghanistan on Saturday had multifaceted approaches to a variety of issues, including easing diplomatic tensions, trade enhancements, refugee resettlement, and the cross-border movements of the Tehrik-e-Taliban-Pakistan, TTP. Foreign Minister Dar himself accepted that the two sides are having a sour relationship between the two brotherly nations, said a source close to the Pak-Afghan ties. Mistrust, trade deficit, repatriation of Afghan refugees, and a blame game over cross-border attacks irked Kabul, the source added. However, several analysts believed that Dar was successful on diplomatic front, as the ice melts between the countries through the high-level meeting aimed at resolving issues. On his own ground of economy, Dar knew how to win, and he showed his skills and played his cards well, said an analyst. In the economic and trade sector, an Afghan Commerce Ministry official told the Express Tribune Peshawar office that Pakistan would eliminate 14-16 categories of additional tariffs on the Afghan transit goods. This will result in the removal of 10% taxes on 867 types of products, and transit goods will once again benefit from the exemptions as before, he said. Besides, the 2% transit tax on container cross-stuffing, CSS, imposed by Khyber Pakhtunkhwa government on Afghan containers, would be reduced to 1%. Another concession for the Afghan traders was the replacement of bank guarantees with insurance guarantees, which would ease procedures and lower financial burdens, the official said, adding, I personally do not understand the difference between a bank guarantee and an insurance guarantee. Other benefits include limiting demurrage on Afghan goods at the Karachi port, provision of concessions on loading and handling, container exchange privileges, and exemptions from extra duties, all of which were considered incentives to the Afghan side. According to the sources, the Afghanistan-Pakistan Transit Agreement, APTA, would be finalized and implemented by June 30. On the bilateral engagements, the two sides agreed to form two committees on political and trade to meet periodically. During the talks, the Afghan side registered its grievances regarding the repatriation of the Afghan refugees. They were irked over the arrests of the refugees and mishandling of the deportation process by Islamabad, according to Afghan officials. However, Islamabad assured Kabul that none of the Afghan refugees would be forced to leave their immovable properties without selling it, and that they would be allowed to take their valuables with them, they added.